Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 10 and a half weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer, and I continually ask myself, what do I know? I know that it is just so hard to believe that we are 3 months almost into this new path that God has set us on. And I often think it's a mystery how God calls you out of your comfort zone situation to help others to find comfort in theirs. Someone recently asked Josie after seeing her, how do you keep what you have found? How do you hold on to this gift, this peace, this strength that you have found? And I have thought a lot about the answer that she gave them. And she said that in what she had learned through reflection and self-help books and therapy, it was stamping out that which is bad, or beating down or beating back that which is not okay. But now she understands that is not the answer. She said, what is true is to cultivate that which is good. Now think about that. In your life, in your personal struggles, instead of beating back or down or trying to squash that which is bad, taking what God is blessing you with, taking and cultivating in your garden the fertile soil, planting your seeds there, and watching what God will give you, the growth, and reaping then what you have sown. That's the answer. That's the truth. That's how you hold on, by moving closer to God and seeing the gifts that you are given in this day. Amen. In that same way, Josie said this, that in the past, when something didn't happen exactly the way that she thought it would or it should, and she would feel this almost sick feeling that would come on, almost like an adrenaline rush that came on in just a powerful way, and she just would feel that. She was trying to explain it to me. But the difference is now, when something happens not as she thought that it would or should, that does not come. Why? What's the difference? I believe that I can almost trace this back to Josie surrendering to God. And do you remember when I told you about that kind of that needless hurt that was caused to Josie when they were mapping her out for radiation, and the pain? It just didn't have to be that way on top of everything else. And it was kind of a breaking point where Josie was just sobbing, crying. Why? What? Why that? And I think at that moment where she said, I can't do this. I surrender this to you, God. I think a new path was opened. One in which Josie understands that God is the power and the peace. And that type of peace passes by understanding. It's not this equals that. It's no longer here's the cause and here's the effect. The gift that God is giving, the gift that she is receiving, is a peace that can overcome something that is coming at her. It is a strength. It is a joy. It is a, again, cultivating that which is good, which is real, which is true. Amen. I know that it feels that so much happens in a day. And I know that we're given a free will to choose. Make that choice. Make a good decision, as they tell the kids. A good choice. Choose to move closer to the one who is your help. Choose to pray today. Choose to seek your helper and your friend. Choose your Savior. I know when I look back at things that I have written in this 10 and a half week journey, I am in awe. I am humbled by the miracles, by the grace, by the mercy of our Lord. When I look back, I am humbled. When I look forward, I am strengthened with hope. I am forward with the hope that gives me strength. But when I look at now, right now, I am thankful. Amen. A man reaps what he sows. That is in Galatians 6:7. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That is Galatians 6:9. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It's Hebrews 13:8. And cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. It's 1 Peter 5:7. And test everything. Hold on to the good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. And of course, you know, I will say, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Can we pray together today? Let's do that. Let's make that choice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come today because we choose you, because we choose the beautiful path that you are giving us to walk, the joy and the peace and the strength, not of this place, Lord, not of this world, but of you who has overcome all, of you who hold on to us and who walk us so we don't just make it through, but we thrive in our current situations. And we don't just make it through with you, but we look to those others who may be laying off the path along the way. And we see them, Lord. We see them as your children. We see them as ones in need. And we are thankful that you have opened our eyes. And we pray today for them. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all that we have, Lord. And we are so thankful. And above all, we are thankful for your Son. We are thankful for his sacrifice, Lord. We are thankful for his life and his death and his resurrection. Because in that, we are saved. We are given a path to you. And we pray this day with that peace in our heart, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.